Now, let's go on to do, look what I'm going to do on the board here, please. Let's do the present indicative active now. Now this will be I loose, just no extra nuance. Let's see what these look like. Now, you can't fool Matthew all of the time. He probably suspects I'm doing a little lying here, and I am. But it's important for you to see the original endings of the Greek verbs. Liomi, liase, liate, liomen. Liate, liance. You're going to notice immediately a real relationship between the active endings and the middle endings. Let's see what that is. Do you remember here we had my, sai, tai? You'll notice you have the same thing but without the alpha in there. Mi, si, and ti. Over here we had metha. Here we had stha. And here we had untai. These are in the middle. Take a look. Men, metha, a little bit ending difference here, but you got that me on the front. Ste, now, remember our little chart on the consonants, how tau and theta are dentals? T, d, th. So tau and theta are related to each other. And here we've got that ni tau, nce, ntai. We've got that ni tau in there. So there is a kind of a method to the madness on this. Before I do the smushing around, let's see what the translation would be. I loose, you loose, he, she, it looses. We loose. You lose, plural, they lose. Okay? Simple, no extra nuance of for oneself. Now, what has happened is over the years, there has been eliding that has gone on, changes have taken place, and unfortunately, in terms of the forms that you will actually see, only two of them have been retained in their original form. And they are first and second plural. These remain as is. The others all have changes taking place. All right? Let's take a look at what those are. Now, these are the forms as you will actually encounter them. Li-o, li-ais, li-ai, li-men, li-ate, li-u-se. I don't know that I can do a lot of good explaining about this. Let me attempt it. First of all, in the third plural, Greek never liked that combination of unt. It always would elide the nu tau before the sigma, and then that omicron that was there lengthens to u. So it's not this. Now if you look up there, please, It's not that the Omicron of oo is the connecting vowel and uc is the ending. What's actually happened is that the Omicrons lengthened to oo, and s remains from this. Thus, in your book, and by the way, the people who have the old printing should see me about this. In your book, the way I've got that set out then is that this should have a bracket around it, because that is actually part of, right here. That should have a bracket because that is part of the original ending. That is definitely part of the original ending that is still maintained in that smushing around that takes place. Over here, we've got the same thing. These are essentially combo terminations. And that sigma, though, is part of the old si ending that there was. Here's what you're going to see, though. Lio, liois, liai, liomen, liote, and then li u si. Li u si. That will be I loose, you loose, he looses, we loose, use loose, they loose. Now, those endings, also primary active endings, same endings and terminations that you will find for the future and for the perfect. In the perfect, there's a little bit of an exception, but these are the primary terminations. Primary terminations. Now, if you'd all turn, please, to page 26, and we're going to take a look at G, voice. In active voice forms, the subject is the agent of the activity. We just reviewed this yesterday in English Review for Greek. He does it and is responsible for it. In the middle voice, the subject is also the agent of the activity, all right? It's not passive, it's still active. But there is what now? The additional nuance. That's the point. That the subject is acting in some way in relation to himself, that is, in his own interest, for his own benefit, or... Now, those of you who have had Greek with someone else, including the guy running the electronics here, rarely activity on himself reflexively. I'm going to make a big point of this. The middle voice forms are not essentially reflexive. So, in other words, when you say something like lü am I, it does not mean I loose myself. It means I loose somewhere else for my benefit. Like, for example, the disciples untied the donkey for Jesus to complete their mission or something like that. I don't think it is a middle in that passage, but that would be like that. They weren't untying themselves like Houdini did in his magic tricks. How do you do reflexive? You use the reflexive pronoun, which means myself, and you use the active form. Now, reflexive activity does occur occasionally, though, and look what I've got written there. It's most common in verbs concerning personal care and grooming. Now, what do I mean by that? Washing yourself, cutting your hair, clothing yourself, all those will be middle voice, and you'll be doing it to yourself. But otherwise, with very few exceptions, in order to do The reflexive idea, you do the active and a reflexive pronoun. So when Paul says something like, I crucify myself, he's got to use active and reflexive pronouns. Or take this passage in from 1 Corinthians 1. We do not proclaim ourselves, but Christ crucified. All right? Active, reflexive pronoun, not a middle. The middle is used in those kind of passages I gave you in Acts 20:28. He placed somebody there for his own purposes. He didn't place himself, the Holy Spirit. He placed you there for his purposes. So, look at the examples, examples 26, 27, and 28. Klepto means I steal. Kleptomai, I steal for myself. Lio, I loose. Liomai, I loose for myself. Now, every once in a while, there will be in English a word that will perfectly reflect this. If you loose somebody who is in captivity for yourself, you ransom him back. You might find just that perfect word that will reflect it. But often you can't. And then nipto means to wash someone or something, and niptomai is I bathe. I wash myself.